Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas. And we are live tonight completely around the world. And we have some awesome guests this evening that are just going to you better grab some duct tape because they're going to literally bless your socks off if you don't have them duct taped on. It's going to be a great evening. Welcome to the program. We are live in Houston. I'm just looking over. The sun's going down here at the Texas Medical Center right behind me. So you'll notice that it's going to end up fading pretty black here shortly. The NRG Stadium where the Texans play is right there across the street. And to my understanding, they won today. So that is awesome, awesome news. Way to go, Texans. So let's keep rooting for them to be victorious this season. It's always neat to see people that can win without having to pay for talent and going out and building a team with millions and millions and millions of dollars. Just having raw talent and courage and endurance and strength and determination. And I think that's what the Texans seem to have right now. So I'm looking forward to this season. So hang with us as the Astros go hopefully into the World Series and win on that side of the town. So it's just a great town to be in. So just welcome to the program tonight. We're going to have a great time. There's two or three different ways to be able to join us this evening. And we have several people already on and already commenting and texting and saying, hey, can't wait for the show. And it's great. But you can get right on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page. It is live and up and running right now. We have several people there. Feel free to comment on there. And during the commercial break at the bottom of the hour, I will be happy to read those comments. Or you can call straight into the program and talk to TJ at the BBS radio station at 888-627-6008. And he, with that wonderful radio voice, will welcome you in and he will patch you right through to me and our guest tonight. And you'll be able to talk live completely around the world. And an unbelievable amount of people will get to hear your voice. And feel free to do that. We don't screen our calls, but we do have that cutoff button if you say something that's inappropriate. But no, we've never had that. We've never had to do that. I don't believe TJ, have we? No, I don't believe we ever have. But feel free to call in tonight with that. Or you can text me, my cell phone number at 832-396-6525. And I am already getting text. But feel free to text a question or comment here. And again, like the Facebook page, I will be happy to read that comment or question to our guests this evening. I just literally got out of the car a few minutes ago. This morning, I left church about 10 after 11, drove 320 miles to San Antonio and spoke there at 3 o'clock to a great group of ophthalmologists. They're at the school, the ophthalmology school in San Antonio. And if they're listening tonight, we told them there's going to be a great program to listen in. Thank you for your generosity this afternoon and being so welcoming to your school today. And around 4:15, let's see, was it 4:15? Yeah, 4:15, 4:20. I got back in the car and drove back as fast as I could staying within the laws somewhat of the traffic, but the traffic was great this afternoon. Everybody was flying. So I got back here, but didn't get time to fill up my car. So my car's on E. I may not get to work in the morning, but here we are. We'll worry about that tomorrow, but I wanted to make sure I got here okay. This week, I'll be in California. So wish me blessings and safety in traveling in California. And we will be speaking at Father Khan banquet, and that is in preparation of their huge conference that's going to take place next month. And I'll be returning back to California next month to speak at the conference. But this Thursday, I'll be speaking with those individuals at the special banquet luncheon there in California. Then returning home Friday, and then going to be on the road to Lufkin. I'll be driving up early Saturday morning to Lufkin, Texas. I don't even know where that's at, but I'll find it. Thank God for GPS. And then driving back in time to be here Saturday night for the Sunday morning sermon again at our church. So anyway, I don't know if that's causing me to talk about our prelude topic tonight, but it could be. Have you ever noticed and you ever get into a situation where you feel absolutely maybe the beginning of burnout, of weight? I need to take some time to rest, to take a breath, to take a step back. There's a few steps, a few indicators that if you are experiencing a few of these signs that I'm going to share with you real quick before our guest, you may be experiencing a time that you need to stop, pause, and breathe and renew and recharge. The first thing, are you noticing that you are having an increasing negativity mindset? I get this a lot of people and with myself at the office at Baylor College of Medicine. I'll go in there and go, I don't want to be here today. And then I'll hear other people say the same thing. And if you're recognizing that there's an increase of that negativity, you may be negative all the time. I just turned off All of the Family, like Archie Bunker on the TV. He's negative all the time. You may be that way all the time, but if you are having an increase side of negativity in you about work, maybe you need to take a few days off. If you're also recognizing that you can't concentrate and starting to find yourself more in a brain fog, take a step back. Take some time to relax and renew yourself. If you are neglecting self-care by skipping meals, not taking care of yourself, not giving you the sleep that you need, and just not even doing good hygiene, and you're starting to neglect those things, that's a warning sign. Matter of fact, our guests tonight, I had the great privilege of being with them on their call Saturday morning and got to speak a little bit. And it was supposed to be about how stress, anxiety deals with your body and your health. These are some of the things that I probably should have been talking about that yesterday, Saturday, instead of what I did talk about. But these are some things of indicators of that. Another one is unexplained physicals. Symptoms, headaches, stomach aches, pains that you normally don't have. That's a red flag. Decreased creativity or problem-solving ability. You're noticing that you can't find your car keys anymore. Now, every day I can't find my car. Thank God there's a little button on there that causes that horn to go off, or I never find my car in this tower. But if it's increasing that you can't figure out how to solve problems, and that decrease of creativity in you that normally you had, that's a red flag. Another is emotional numbness, and you're just feeling detached, or you're wanting to be detached from everybody, and you want to start isolating yourself. Be careful. That's a warning sign too. Change in sleep pattern. Any type of change in sleep pattern, a dramatic change. Insomnia. You used to sleep like a baby. Now you're up all night looking at the ceiling, counting the cracks in the walls or the tiles in the ceiling or counting flowers on the wall, like the old Statler brothers used to sing about on their country western, or if you have a tendency to oversleep. But if there's a drastic flip-flop of the normal sleeping patterns, I would say, hey, you probably need to get some rest in a proper way and start taking care of yourself a little bit better. If there's increased irritability, not just normal irritability, but increased, little things set you off. Ding, 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 and alarms going off. You know, when the oil light comes on your car, it stays bright. It doesn't tell you, oh my, your oil's really low and starts blinking. It just comes on with a warning. Any of these can be just a warning light, and they don't have to shout at you and start blinking all at the same time. But if you see a few of these lights starting to light up on your emotional dashboard, you need to slow down. You need to kind of turn the car off emotionally, physically, and start relying on some leads that can help you spiritually, prayerfully, relationally, some of those things that you need to lean into to try to refill that tank. And the last one, and then we're going to get to our guest, loss of enjoyment in previously enjoyed activities. And I'm going to throw in a bonus one for extra points tonight, just in case you're grading me on this. A bonus one is if you find yourself not wanting to attend church and you never miss, and you think, hey, I don't think I want to go today. I just don't care to get there. I don't feel like I want that's important anymore. Warning signs, ding, 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 something's going on in you. Take time to write your thoughts down and reach out to somebody. Love on somebody, be with your family and your friends, and take care of yourself because you could be experiencing close to burnout. And that comes on slowly or suddenly. But when it hits, don't ignore it. Because when your body gives out, you'll start passing out. You'll start feeling weak. You'll start doing all kinds of things that could be really serious problems. So take care of yourself. And I hope that's not anybody tonight. But if you notice it in a friend or a coworker, feel free to share that information with them. Okay, 888-627-6008 will get you to be able to talk or have a question with our guest tonight. And they are Monique and Terrence Dickinson, and they are all the way from the awesome state of Delaware. All I know is that somewhere up there and over there, I've never been to Delaware. We were talking about that before the show. I would love to go to Delaware, and I want to bring them into the program right now. So TJ, go ahead and make their beautiful faces live. They are health and wellness advocates. So really, I probably should have kept my mouth shut and let them talk about this, but they may have a comment on those very ideas that I brought in. And then they're also host, and write this down, make note of this. They are a host of the Faith Builders Huddle Call, and I believe every Sunday morning. No, Saturday morning. Saturday morning. And I had the joy of being with them at their program yesterday. And congratulations. Look how lovingly in love they are. Today is their anniversary and they're spending it with you. Can you believe that? So welcome, Monique and Terrence. How y'all doing this evening?
We are doing fine, and thank you for having us.
This is a joy, and it was unique how we got you to be on the program tonight, and I'm so glad that you gave up your night. I hope, Terrence, that this didn't bypass you buying your wife an awesome dinner and taking her out to eat and wining and dining her, did it?
No,
Okay, you're
I
all
could.
dressed up. You've been out already. Welcome to the
34
program. How
years,
y'all doing?
34 years,
fantastic.
and we're able to just enjoy each other in the simplicity of what we do. Very, very simple.
34 years.
Yes,
Okay,
34
here's the first question. I don't have anything written down.
years.
Here's the first question. Terrence, what's the secret to 34 years. And Monique, you be thinking about it because it's coming to you yet. If you had one key to the happiness and the secret of a great marriage, what would it be, Terrence?
Stay friends. Just
stay friends.
Friends.
That yeah. is good.
We treat our friends sometimes better than we treat our spouses.
Isn't that the truth?
So stay friends and keep it simple and resolve problems.
You know, sometimes we treat strangers better than we do our spouses. We will open a door for a stranger that's walking into a restaurant and then let the door slam in the face of our spouse. What's wrong with us? We should yes. never do that. That was one thing that my mom taught me. Always open the door for your the one that you love. And that's important. Monique, what do you think? What's your number one key to life and a happy marriage?
I would say cultivate. It is so important to cultivate the relationship. We do marriage retreats. We have Tuesdays and Thursdays is our day where we focus on worship, whether it's reading a book, watching a video, and talking about our marriage, talking about communication, which also impacts our family. Our children are seeing this. Our daughter was like, wow, I'm so glad. You know, she graduated from college. She's a dancer. During the pandemic, some things changed. She's back to dancing. Well, in the moment, she's recovering from an injury. And she said, Mom, I am so happy that I had an opportunity to see how you and Dad cultivate your relationship. So, yeah, we do a devotion. So Tuesday, Thursday is our financial meeting. And we do a marriage retreat where we go away. We have a timeshare and we go away for 1 week. And we talk about the marriage. We talk about the vision, talk about things and areas we need to address. Now, it wasn't always like that, but over the years, cultivate.
Fantastic. That's great. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your health and wellness advocacy. I know you're advocates for that. What and why is that so important? How did that become such a part of who y'all are and how you interact with people? And then we'll talk about the huddle call. But what about this health and wellness?
Yeah, we'll tag team on that. And I'll start and let Monique finish it up. We actually stumbled into the opportunity. Like, it wasn't planned. We're fortunate and blessed that we're healthy. We don't take any meds. You know, Monique is very, very good at you know, providing an environment for healthness, if you will. I'm simple. So when she started eliminating foods out of my diet, I was like, okay, I just want to eat. Just let me eat. Just let me sustain myself. If you want to eliminate that, that's fine. But we started the health and wellness advocacy through a business opportunity. And we really just started seeing the benefits of some of the products we were taking. And it opened the door to what we call a health challenge. So we had a health challenge with just our family and friends. And if and when you get to meet Monique, everything's an event for Monique. Every single thing is an event. She's going to have fun. If she texts you, she's going to be texting you. She's going to be smiling. She's going to be happy. So we had this health challenge, and it was an event. And we allowed for, we had prizes, and people are competitive. So we had these prizes, and they were financial prizes. And at the end of it, we saw that people were losing weight. We saw that blood pressure was going down. We saw that A1Cs, which was changing. All these things was changing based upon community and based upon focusing on self. And it led from one thing to another. And this was 7 years ago. And again, we stumbled and we just started doing it. And then it just kept going and kept going and kept going. And we started with one call, and we called it the huddle call. We just called it the Faith Builders Huddle Call. And that was on a Saturday. And what started out as let's just get together and talk turned into let's just not get together and talk, but let's talk about where we are. Let's talk about our help. Let's be a community. Let's uplift and encourage and edify each other. And we've been doing that over the time for the last 7 years. So I'll turn it over to Mo so she can finish, because she's the one that is going to just give you the information.
Yeah, what's crazy, what he said was a fluke. We actually We've opened up our home to people, and a person invited us, and we entered into relationship marketing, which was so interesting because I was like, honey, we need a tax write-off. We need a tax write-off. So we did. And as a result, the products that we used was impacting family. And then they came out with a new product, which was a shake. And keto was pretty popular. And we were like, okay, well, I'm the person that likes, if we're going to do something, let's do it. Let's do it as a community. Let's bring fun and have intentionality. So being intentional is very important to me. So that's what happened. And the person that got impacted the most is someone that we love dearly was my mom. She lost 42 pounds and she ended up being the winner. And so we cycled a couple of times. She, oh my gosh, she was beautiful. It transformed her. It didn't just, you know how you get healthy. So it made her healthy from the inside out. And we were literally showing people's before and after. And they were like, what is she doing? What happened? Her friends, her family, my family. When she got off of all meds, we were like, there's something to this. So then it evolved, like Terrence said. It went from sharing, very, very casual. Sometimes we would forget, oh my gosh, the huddle call is about to start. And then I was like, okay, we got to be more accountable. So we started becoming more accountable and allowing people to share their health journey. And I was like, okay, this is becoming more spirit, soul, and body. People were like, we started interviewing people. We would see their before, their afters. And the people that we were connected with really inspired me. You know, I had been involved in church, grew up in church, but they created, business partners created such a health awareness and community. The community piece was really big. I had never experienced that in church, where when we would get together, if someone was having an event, whether it was a health event, they would sow into that event. Like if it was at a hotel, everyone would kind of cash app and they would like, listen, plant your seed into someone else and you'll receive a harvest. They would travel, some from DC to come to Delaware to see us be successful, to get the message out. It was called Sound the Alarm on Health and all these diseases. And it blew me away. So as we began to get more serious about the huddle call, people sharing their stories, seeing their lives transform, the one common denominator that everyone talked about was mindset. So that meant mental. So we always want the results, right? Anything. So gastro bypass, if you know, you want to lose the weight, you lose the weight. But we've had multiple friends that had had the gastro bypass, the band, whatever platform or process you chose to lose the weight, often they gained it back and some, because the one thing they didn't deal with was the mindset. So you can produce results. It's not an issue. There's a plethora of weight loss programs. You can go to the doctor, get on meds, but that mental piece has to be holistically. And so that's when we started tagging it. The purpose of the huddle call is to educate and empower and encourage people to optimal health. It just wasn't one-dimensional health regarding your body. It's spirit, soul, and body. Your soul, which is your mind, your will, and emotions.
Do you think the world is set up to pressure us into the negative things? I mean, where can we go now without being bombarded by something that is absolutely the worst day or the worst news or the worst, it seems like everything's just, it dominoes into things that has to affect all of us physically, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, what we do, and you said this yesterday, Dr. Williams, that really impacted me. There's demons in the basement working out, right? And it becomes perpetual in terms of how the negativity makes us think and feel according to the way they're positioning it. And it's demons in the basement working out. They're getting stronger and stronger and stronger each and every day. And that's why, as Monique said, it's always been about mindset, right? And when you have a community that allows for you to grow, that's encouraging you and cheering you on and focusing on the positive and what you can deposit, right? Every joint supplier, we are gifted, talented, and when you can focus on that, it helps you become even better. And it helps you to walk in your purpose plan that has been designed for you. So it's getting this mindset together. And yes, we are attacked every single day, every single minute with negativity, to your point.
What do you think is the number one issue that we as Americans, let's just stick with America here, don't recognize is destroying us health-wise?
I would say we were very result oriented, but we don't trust the process. I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen, even with taking the challenge. Some people will say everyone will start off good, but then something, life will get in the way, and they'll say, you know what, I'm just going to wait for the next challenge, versus persevering and leaning in. When you only not just only hold yourself accountable, but get people to hold you accountable, it's a lot harder to give up. So intentionality, and trusting the process. Our culture makes us think everything is instant gratification. But if you gained weight, if you have patterns of behavior that are bad habits, and you've been doing it for 30 years, you're not going to get that. You're not going to have results in a nano minute. It's going to take some dealing with peeling back the onion, because there's some behaviors that something led to this behavior, I think. And we don't
Do you
want to do
feel that there's a connection between emotional, experiential events in life that eventually comes out in a person in their health? If they don't take care of this and this, it's going to mess up all of this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go back to the first question you asked just a few minutes ago. Society has made it okay to be at our worst. Society has made it okay for us to be at our worst. We look at the TV, we have all of these meds, and God created doctors and meds for a reason. But we've made it okay to have one more sickness than the next person. It's almost like we win, right? Oh, you have five sicknesses, I have six sicknesses, and that's okay. It's not okay. It really isn't okay, because we have to look in the mirror, and we talk about this. We win when we recognize that we have to change our mindset, and we have to make a decision that we are going to do better, because we was created to be better. So we have to move away from that. And there are some things, interestingly enough, at church today. Our pastor talked about generational
Oh,
curses.
yeah.
And really, she reframed it to be generational behaviors
Patterns.
because or patterns. Because how can someone that's so blessed be cursed? But yet there's generational patterns. And oftentimes the things we go through and experience, we can look back on some of the things that we may have experienced, trauma and or our family patterns. And it becomes part of who we are, right? And how we operate, because we've seen that in our family. We've seen that on, TV, that these patterns are okay to have, and we're not going to do anything about it. And that's
Yeah,
that.
what was it in the late 60s, early 70s? There was that commercial where the dad was washing the car with his son and then stopped and leaned up next to the tree and pulled out a cigarette and lit it. And then the next scene was the young boy reaching for the pack of cigarettes himself, indicating to the people that was watching that commercial, like father, like son.
Yes.
I'm not for sure. Like you said, that everything's a generational curse, but that behavior is learned behavior.
Yes.
And if that is acceptable and embraced and promoted in the home, it will affect generations to come.
Absolutely.
Kids are watching and soaking, they're like sponges, they're soaking all that stuff in. Good and bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, we're going to take our only commercial break. We have all kinds. My phone's going crazy. I have all kinds of comments. And on the other side of this, I want you to tell everybody how we even met and how we got to connect each other. And then I want to talk more in depth about the Faith Builders Huddle call that you all have. And we want to invite the entire world possibly to listen in on a Saturday and how they can do that. So we'll do that right after this short commercial break. 888-627-6008. Go ahead and call in now during the commercial and we'll patch you right through. We'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Alrighty, welcome back to the program. We have Terrence and Monique Dickinson all the way from the great state of Delaware that's with us tonight. And they are the host of a Faith Builders Huddle Call every Saturday morning. I believe it's every Saturday morning. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, that is.
Monique, how did we all hook up? How did we connect? How did we find out about each other? And I think it was from somebody, but I want to make sure I got the name right.
So it was Patrice Perrone. And it was the project in Gallup. And I was on the Zoom where you were doing a training on trauma. And I was so blown away. And when you talked about giving your email address and your cell phone, I was like, he's giving his cell phone. So I had talked to Patrice because she had spoke so highly about you. And I was like, oh, you know what? I would love to connect him to our daughter, Dominique, because she's looking to get into the medical field. So I took down your number. Then I thought, oh, my goodness. After hearing your story, I was like, oh, we need him on the huddle call. And when I text you, you responded back. I was like, James responded back, and I was running around the room. I was like, he wasn't blowing any smoke. He's the real deal.
You don't get out much, do you, buddy?
well, Dr. Williams, she spoke so highly of you. I was like, I have to check him out. I mean, we've been married for 34 years, but she was talking so highly of you. I was like, I better check him out, make sure everything is okay. And everything was okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that because sometimes you wonder. And I think yesterday I talked to so many people that was on the call.
Really? But
I got to meet Terrence, I believe your brother, maybe. And
yeah.
We talked and chatted. And a great, great man. And thoroughly enjoyed that discussion. And hopefully we're going to get to talk to a whole bunch of more people. But text back and forth. And so it was from – now, what seminar was it that you was listening to, Monique, on trauma?
It was about 2 weeks ago, Patrice, on sex trafficking. But you were doing the training. So it was a group of people. They had a group that was there. They were there. And, oh, gosh, I can't think of her business partner right now.
Okay.
Say it again.
Millennia.
Okay. But anyway, yeah. I'm so glad. And don't you believe – there's sometimes those divine connections.
Yes.
That, it's like, wait, we've met for a reason. And could be for your daughter to to come to Baylor College of Medicine to pursue her medical career. And maybe you happen to come down and visit her and we get to meet, or you never know. But I believe in, I don't believe there's any accidents or happenstances.
I'm with you. I'm
I think it's
totally.
going to be awesome one day when we get to heaven. We're going to find out, wow, God really was in charge of everything.
I believe he orchestrates. The Bible says that he orders our steps. So I believe that he ordered this. He ordained this for me to be on that Zoom and to have the courage even, because sometimes it's very easy to say, I'm not going to do. I know he said it, but just to have the courage to follow through, to text you, and then you responded. And our oldest daughter was on there. On the Zoom, and she was texting me like, "Mommy, my mouth is dry." And so I said, "I'm gonna see. Let's believe God that He'll be able to. His schedule will open up to join our huddle call."
Oh, that was
And
awesome. So now tell us about this. So, and the first thing I recognized when I was on it yesterday was, and I just described it, joy. It was absolute joy. The fun, the high spirit, the energy was unbelievable. Tell everybody about this Faith Builders huddle call.
Sure. We are authentically ourselves. What you see is
Wow.
what you get. This is how we are all the time. We're consistent. Monique, and we always laugh about this. Monique is fun and I'm funny. And that's the difference, right? She's fun, I'm funny. But what you see is what you get. And we believe in community and we believe in leaving people better than when we met them. So when you come to the huddle call, it's like family. If we've never met you before, you're going to feel like you're part of the family. You're going to experience the joy, and Monique brings it. She's the honey, and I'm not saying this because it was my 34th anniversary, but she's the honey. She attracts people, right? I connect people, and then she's the glue. She keeps us all together. She keeps us all together. And that's what happens. So on a huddle call is every Saturday. Sometimes we may take off at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's about 30 minutes to 45 minutes, give or take, but we allow for the opportunity to share, for the spirit to go where it
Q&A.
goes, right? Q&A. And we just are in tune with who should we bring onto the huddle call. And that's where connections come into play. And as Monique mentioned, we have an intent of the whole huddle call, but we stand on scripture, beloved above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That's what we really, really want to be able to stand on. And that's what we do on Saturdays. And we have fun. We like to have fun. We like to laugh. We like to make an impact.
Now, do you have a guest speaker every week?
Pretty much.
And what's the, some of the topics that that you cover in this huddle call?
Oh gosh, we've gone from how to do a will, how to put an emergency plan together with your family. We've done what does, to prevent a heart attack, if you had a heart attack, cholesterol, what is cholesterol? We've had people talk about their health journey physically, where they had all these health issues. One lady had congestive heart failure, and the doctor gave her a clean bill of health, and it was some specific natural products that we had and she was using, and that was a testimony. So sometimes it's a call of the inspiration. Most of the time it's education and encouraging. Gosh,
How to
people.
partner in schools, going back to schools and the impact that kids are having coming out of the pandemic, and how you can be a partner in schools, not suffering alone. You talked about isolation, and oftentimes people isolate themselves so not to suffer alone. It varies. At the end of the day, it comes back to spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah, so we've had doctors on there. We've had
Lawyers.
lawyers, doctor. One doctor that is near and dear to our heart is Dr. Robin Dua Shaw, and she's a worship praise dancer, but she's a licensed psychologist. And so she's been on. We usually have her kick off the year, coming into our new year, and then we'll have her mid-year. And her husband did a phenomenal job on knowing your digits. So Terrence had something that, oh my goodness, it was so creative. It was called
March Madness. And we did it during the March Madness series because, you know, we get so focused on March Madness. So it was focused on March Madness. And when you look up the term NIS, it says the state of being, whatever it is, right? The state and position of being. And so it was the state and condition of being a real man. And we focused on things like knowing your digits, men knowing their digits, financial impact, the impact, right? Knowing yourself and the impact that you make in your family. So we focused on, and it was all men speaking, relationships. And that really, really, really blessed so, so many people. Because oftentimes men don't have a platform per se to share. And they shared, once again, authentically, transparently, and it was real.
Yeah.
And how important is the man in the family, especially with children?
Oh, my God.
So my parents, my father passed away last year, but they had been married for 67 years.
Wow.
67, 68 years. And what he demonstrated for me was just hard work. You just work, you get the work done, you take care of your family, you position yourself for your family to be successful and legacy. And having a father in the home to be able to help cultivate and inspire and protect and encourage is so very important. As a man goes in terms of their emotion, and I know this myself. You know, there are moments where I'm really, really good emotionally, and then there's moments where I'm just soft and just all over the place. At the end of the day, I'm pretty consistent. And what they'll say about our family is we're consistent, the entire family, our daughters, Monique, we're consistent, we're accountable, you can trust us. And what we just try to do, Monique and I, is to be a united front to demonstrate what it is to be a whole family, not whole like in numbers, but a whole spirit, soul, and body.
Right.
I'd like to interject him, you know, because you said, what is it like to be a man? We got married in our 20s. I got married right out of college, and I've seen him evolve. You know, we, the term a prophet, a priest, and a king in the home is very important. And I've seen Terrence transition, you know, from boy to man and having vision for the family and having a purpose and why we're here and cultivating the gifts in each and one of us. You know, he's in HR. So we took a DISC test to find out our strengths. I'm an I, which is an influencer. Our oldest daughter is D, which is
dominant.
And our youngest is a C.
Conscientious. So she's detailed, very detailed.
So we blend very well. And to see, they're seeing their dad lead his family as a man. So I've seen that over the years because I was 23, he was 27. And so now, and to see him lead, to see him, they see him getting up in the morning praying. They see him reading books. And now he's doing a program with John Maxwell, leadership. So
yeah, I think one other thing is for men to realize that it's okay not to know, but it's not okay to stay in that place.
Yeah.
Seek out wisdom and counsel and relationships that can help you get out of that place of not knowing.
You know, if I was the enemy, if I was the devil, I think if I was wanting to destroy families, I would be doing exactly what he's doing, going for the man. And it's working. The people are falling for that, and it's destroying families. and generation after generation. Even if, for instance, I wasn't the best father, but I know my father, I didn't abuse my kids, but my father abused me, and I tried to break the cycle. But it's sometimes that just isn't enough. We have to show an example of and lead in as godly way as we can. And the devil really is winning that war on that home front with men, and that's unfortunate.
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes we have a tendency to look too far down the road. I have a good friend. He said, if we can just look 2 inches in front of us, we can win. If we could just look see the 2 inches in front of us, we can win. Because if you can see two, you'll be able to see four. And if you can see four, you'll be able to see 16. If you can see 16, you'll be able to see 64, so on and so forth. Focus on the 2 inches in front of you so that you can win.
I just think it's important that we don't work harder to give the kids more things, that we build relationships. That's what they want.
Yes, more
That's
than
what they
anything.
need.
Yeah, and we've created a family retreat. We started it 3 years ago once they graduated from college to cultivate that relationship. I always wanted our family, our adult children, to want to be around us, and because of that, it gives us an opportunity to know what's going on in their lives, because sometimes we can lead them to the wolves. Where, okay, you're 18, you're 21. Oh my gosh, at that age and stage, you're still trying to find yourself. Oftentimes, people go through that midlife crisis at 50 and 60 because they never found themselves. So, to create mentorship, I've learned to transition to being a cheerleader, a coach. Versus the authoritative because they're adults. And so, like, strong families build strong churches, strong churches build strong communities build strong nations, and so forth. And
In
that's the foundation.
that turning the final corner here, how big of the piece of life is faith based on? Can we do this without having faith?
I wouldn't be able to function without it. Everyone has their belief system, but we stand on that. And our faith is in God, His Son, Jesus Christ, that has helped us have a healthy whole marriage, and striving for that because Christ is in the center of it. And because we've put in the effort and energy to work on our marriage, it has impacted our family and extended family. And even with the huddle call, our mission is to create a community, a safe place where people can get information and leverage one another, support one another. Outside of the call, we've connected people. Someone may have needed a lawyer, someone may have needed a doctor. We also set it up where we match people. You have issues with your getting your AC1s down. Is it, did I say it right? Okay, because sometimes I'll say it wrong. We'll match you with someone, do a three-way or connect you with someone that has overcome that. Because we overcome by each other's testimonies, by Christ, the blood of the Lamb, and each other's testimony. You know what? We can argue our theology, what we believe, whether you're Catholic, Methodist, Protestant, whatever across the board. But when your life has been transformed, no one can argue that.
Amen. Amen.
So when you created the title, Faith Builders, that wouldn't be the title that I would create for a health and wellness advocacy call. Why did you choose Faith Builders? Because up front, it's in their face.
Well,
Tell me why that name.
he created it, so I'll let him
yeah,
share.
I'm By nature, I'm a closet marketing person, I guess. I was inspired, and when you really think about it, it takes faith for everything that we do, everything. And when the name came, it was like, we want to build people's faith. We want to build people's faith by being a community, by knowing that you have support, by being able to connect, by inspiring. And it was there. And yes, it's in your face. Why not? Everything else is in your face, right? We talk about meds and they put it in your face, take this med, but you're gonna be your tongue is gonna roll to the back of your neck and your arm is gonna fall off. And oh, by the way, you'll feel good in one area. They put it in out there, so why not put faith out there? That's the one thing in common we all have, as Monique said, regardless of denomination or if you don't believe, everyone has faith.
In
Yeah.
some,
Everyone has a level of faith. And what does the word say? If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you know how small that is? The
that's
mustard
all
seed.
it takes.
Yeah, let's put it out there.
Yeah, that's good. If people want to get on this, if they want to get in touch with you, if they want to find out more about you and your work, if they want to get on this huddle call, what's the best way? And I heard you each call each other T and Mo yesterday.
Yeah.
What's the best way, T and Mo, for them to get
Catch
in touch with
them,
you?
huh?
And those may be pet names for you that I just used. I don't know. I'm sorry if I did.
No, that's
No,
fine.
no.
I love it.
What's the best way?
You can send an email to huddlecall2017. That's huddlecall, HUDDLECALL 2017. Send an email there and we'll communicate back with you.
At gmail.com.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, at gmail.com. Right.
At
So
Gmail.
huddlecall 2017 at gmail.com. So send an email there. We'll communicate back to you. The huddle call is every Saturday, as we said, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do record it so we can send out the recording to anyone. And so it may appear that it's going to just a small group, but it's going out more broad than that.
Does So if I email tonight or somebody's listening tonight and they email huddlecall2017 at gmail.com, will that get them? Would you automatically put them on a, hey, this is who our next guest is this Saturday email?
Yeah, so what will happen is we will take that information and then we will send out, here's our guest, here's the information, here's the contact information. So they'll be connected. And we use the same dialing number every week, and if we're not going to make it, but yeah, we'll provide the information needed to join.
Do you have the bandwidth? If hundreds of thousands of people email you tonight, are you going to be up all night on your anniversary night answering emails?
Maybe not tonight.
Okay, we'll give
Tomorrow.
you a day or two.
Yeah, give us some
Thank
grace. Give us some grace because it is 10 o'clock here and we got to get back into anniversary mode.
I understand, and it's an hour later. It's going on 10 o'clock there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But
Well,
we're
thank
good.
you so much for being with us. Monique, do you have anything? You got something else on your
I
mind?
know I was just going to say, what an honor and a privilege to join. And we appreciate you trusting us because that's special. This is your baby. This is something that's near and dear to your heart to invite us. You had to have seen something in us, and we appreciate that. Our goal is to just make a difference and create an environment where people feel like they belong to a community.
Well,
So,
that's awesome, and I
yeah.
honestly want to do part two, part three of
Yes.
yesterday's talk. So let's put that on the calendar. I'll be
Yes.
glad to do that. That time on Saturdays is normally wide open for me. So anytime that you need somebody, holler, and I'll be glad to.
Oh, people have requested. They were like, he has to do a part two. I just love the fact that you flowed and we got such great feedback and you were in your element and we wouldn't have changed anything. What you were supposed to talk about was what you were supposed to talk about.
Well, good. That's I prefer that than have a whole bunch of notes and never look at them because it's gotta be spirit led.
Oh, amen. There it is, right
There
there.
you go.
Drop the
There you go. Hey, thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Huddlecall2017 at gmail.com will get you straight to Monique and Terrence
Yes.
Dickinson in
Yeah.
Delaware. Give it a shot. Listen in one Saturday. You're not on screen. Yeah, the matter of fact, they mute you. You can just listen to it in the car on your iPhone or whatever phone device on your computer, and you don't even have to. They ask you your first name, but you don't have to tell them where you're from. You can anonymously say, "I prefer not." I'm sure. So there's nobody keeping track of you and running you down. Just join in and see what you think. It may be something that's a perfect fit for you. I encourage it.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary. God bless you
Thank
all.
you.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for
Our
having us.
pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
We will.
Thank
God
you.
bless.
God
As we
bless.
do each and every week, right here on BBS Radio, on behalf of TJ and Doug and Don and the BBS family, we just want to thank you for being with us. But before we go, always want to let you know, no matter what you're dealing with, this could be one of the best nights of your life, experiencing an anniversary and having a wonderful evening, or it could be an absolute worst night of your life and your husband just walked out on you. No matter what the scenario is, no matter what you're dealing with right now, there's always hope. Never give up on hope. Dig deep. And folks, you don't have to do this alone. There's somebody that cares, that wants to be in a huddle call with you, that wants to give you and feed you joy and inspiration and encouragement. And 832-396-6525, text me and we will set up a time to talk. You're not in this alone. Never give up on hope. God bless you so much. Thanks for being with us tonight. We'll see you next week for another edition of Breaking the Silence. God bless. Thank you, T and Mo. Have an awesome night. Good night.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.